I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online and Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. We come to the civil case in New York having to do with representations by the Trump company, the Trump family, the Trump company, and exaggerations of asset value. However, we have news this morning that a bomb threat against the home of the judge in that case. I do not believe it came to a bomb. It just highlighted this matter. And the detail that we had before that bomb threat was that the judge had ruled that Mr. Trump was not going to make a closing argument for his civil case. Is that of any significance in the law, Andy, to make a closing argument or not on the basis of how much it's going to cost you?
No, not really, John. I think, this is a civil case. It's not a criminal case. The judge has a lot of latitude in terms of procedures. I don't know that he even has to allow summations at all. He could have told them to just file a post-trial brief and put it in writing. I suspect if there's a legal rationale involved in this at all, it's that President Trump said he was going to testify in the defense case and then didn't. Now, let me be clear. He was called as a witness in the case earlier by the state, but he said he was going to testify affirmatively in his own case. So the judge may rationalize that because Trump didn't testify and he now wants to give a summation where he would provide the information that he would have provided in his testimony, what the judge would say is, no, to do that, you need to be under oath and submit to cross-examination. I'm not going to let you get up in the middle of the court and say a bunch of stuff that doesn't have anything to do with the evidence in the case. But I just think he's already made up his mind about this case anyway, but I don't think he had to allow summations at all if he didn't want to.
Just to throw in, I don't understand what happened yesterday in Washington. I can't even summarize it, Andy. It involved the president's son, who is a troubled individual, I read, his attorneys and members of the House of Representatives, and a shouting match. Is it any more clear than that?
Yeah, I think what's going on, John, is that if Hunter Biden were to testify as directed by subpoena in a deposition, he would take the fifth. That would be very embarrassing for him and for his father, who's implicated in some of the stuff the committee is looking at. So what they're trying to spin is why he's not testifying. The Republicans want him to come in and take the fifth. So just like the January 6th committee did, they can argue that anyone who takes the fifth must be guilty of a crime. Hunter wants to avoid that. So he's trying to set up a scenario where he can argue that he's not agreeing to testify in the deposition because the Republicans can't be trusted to run a good faith deposition. But he's willing to testify in an open hearing, which I actually don't think he is. He's just making that offer because he knows it won't be accepted because a witness doesn't get to dictate the terms of his appearance.
That is, you have a question of either matter, the civil case or this behavior by the president's son.
Well, in the civil case, Andy, just for the judge's benefit, the optics of not letting Trump testify further give credence to Trump's claims that he's being persecuted, that he's not getting his day in court, that he's not being able to speak. Now, legally, he may not be entitled to such, but as a political matter, as an optic matter, this is kind of a misstep, I would think, on the judge's part.
Yeah, I think so. If I were the judge, I mean, what difference does it make at this point? It's been such a kangaroo court for 11 weeks. Why not just let Trump say his piece, especially because it's not going to affect the outcome of the case? I think this judge has already made up his mind. And I would point out that he is the other interesting thing that's happened in the case in the last few weeks. Notwithstanding that the state was not able to show a single victim who was defrauded by Trump in this 11-week trial, when they made their final position known to the court, Attorney General Letitia James said that the $250 million she was asking for in disgorgement from Trump was not enough. She now thinks she's entitled to $370 million. So I can only imagine what the damage claim would have been if they actually had a victim.
To go back to the immunity appeal by Mr. Trump's attorneys before the three-judge panel, I believe you said you're expecting a decision as early as next week. Is that correct, Andy?
I do, yes.
And once that clock starts, then we'll be back to you to find out exactly what the calendar looks like. Hollywood loves a clock to start when we come to the third act. Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Powell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.